just speak to our Father. Just lift your voice, lift up your hands, and just speak to your Father. Just speak to your Father right now. Just speak to your Father right now. If God is your Father, then just go ahead and speak to Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It's of your mercies that will not consume. Your compassion faileth not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are worthy. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are.
Oh, yeah.
song or a time of reconciliation to someone. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself. Lord, I give myself.
I give myself.
My life is not my own. To you, Jesus, I belong. I give myself. Somebody lift up your hands and surrender to Jesus. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
Your desire, Lord, I thank you for your love.
Yourself before him. Just worship.
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Worship.
Yahweh.
Oh, we worship you, Yahweh. Adonai Elohim.
Yahweh.
We worship you.
What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne. To be called into your presence as your own. It is an honor to worship on your throne, to be called into the Shabbat. Somebody, can you just pray the Holy Ghost? Can you pray the Holy Ghost? Just pray the Holy Ghost. Just pray the Holy Ghost. What a privilege.
What an honor.
Hey, hey. To worship on your throne.
Oh, yes.
So glorious. It is there. You are glorious. So glorious. Oh, it is there. Oh, you are glorious. Lord, you are glorious.
Lift your hands and worship him. Lift your hands and worship. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the honor. Celebrate him. Worship him. Worship him. Give him all adoration.
For your name is holy.
Holy,
so holy,
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 your hands, let's pray for the ministry of our brother. That the Lord will enlarge him, the Lord will. The tangible, palpable presence of God will be evidence anywhere he go. He will carry this presence around the world in worship. Pray for him at this hour. Pray for him at this hour. Let's ask that the presence of God will increase from glory to glory. We pray for you at this hour. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Arise and shine. Lift your hands. Let's worship.
Take my hands. Lead me to the rock. That is higher than I.
Oh, yes. Celebrate him. Worship him. Lift up your hands and just magnify him. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we have worship. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Amen. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. You can see the thickness and the palpable, the feelable, tangible presence of God here. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and ask God to envelop you. Say, Lord, envelop me. Choir, ask God to envelop you. Ask the Lord to envelop you one more time. Lift your voice, lift your hands, and ask that the Lord will envelop you. Ask the Lord to envelop you at this hour. Ask him to envelop you. Lord, I'm not living here without your presence. Envelop me with your power, your glory. Lift your voice and ask one more time. Envelop me. Envelop me, Lord. Envelop me, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Ask the Lord to envelop you. Take advantage of this atmosphere. The presence, the glory, the power. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. If you are sick in your body, begin to receive your miracle right now. Say, I receive my healing right now. I receive my deliverance right now. Begin to receive right now. Begin to receive. Take advantage of the atmosphere. Begin to receive your healing. Begin to receive your breakthrough. Begin to receive your freedom. Blessed be your name, Lord. I take advantage of this atmosphere. I receive my freedom in the name of Jesus.
God, so that nobody will say, you just worship throughout and he didn't say anything. We have been saying something since morning. Praise God. But worship is the highest, is the peak. He shows up when you worship him. Lift your hands and thank him. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Celebrate. Magnify him. Worship him.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Clap your hands, O ye people. Give him a shout of triumph. Give the Lord a victory shout. Hallelujah. Amen. Come and see the Lord is good. Take your seat. Come and see the Lord is good.
There is nothing God not do. Come and see the Lord is good.
Sharp, and then we are through this morning. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 18, our anchor scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 18. Praise God. Father, we thank you. Awesome God, El Shaddai, El Elyon, Jehovah Rapha, Rofeka, Sikenu. Thank you and thank you for coming. By much slothfulness, the building decayed, and through idleness of hands, the house dropped through. The Lord bless his word. Amen.
I'm speaking on making the most of life. Making the most of life. In the first service, we saw the channel number one as living to worship and serve God as one of my primary assignments. In second service, we saw living to impact and add value to life. That is my assignment. And in the third service, we saw that I'm not just here on earth, but I'm here to release my potential, the endowment of God in me. And in this service, what is our focus? Quickly, is understanding what it takes to make the most of life in order to live a fulfilled full life. Praise God. Understanding what it takes. What is the channel in order for me to live a full life like Apostle Paul and say, I have fought a good fight. I'm ready to go now. What does it take? What is the channel? By way of introduction this morning, I realize that dynamism in life is necessary for vitality of life. The quality of activity, the quality of your activeness in life is what guarantees your vitality in destiny. It is an active life that guarantees your healthy life. If you must maintain a healthy life, you need an active life. Active life. Take for example a house that nobody is occupying, no matter how beautiful the house may look like. Just give it a little time. You begin to see the house cracking, dilapidating, falling aside. Why? Nobody is using it. If you have a car that is parked for a while, before you know it, the car begins to lose value. So it is when a man is on earth and you are not fulfilling any assignment for God. You are not on assignment for God. You are not on anything for God. You are not running any errand for God. You may not be active. This is our month of divine health. This is our month of energy and restoration. If God must restore me, if I must be full of energy like Dorcas we saw in one of those services, we saw Dorcas was sick to death. But because of her commitment, assignment for God, she couldn't die. Paul the apostle was torn until he was dragged out of the city. The apostles, the disciples gathered around him and then he rose up to show that you can only survive by the reason of those who surround you. Praise God. Those who surround you determine what you can survive. Hear me this morning. A life that is not fully engaged will rapidly degenerate and dilapidate. So be on assignment for God. Run errand for God. Pieces yourself on assignment for God. Look for what to do for him. Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 21. These people have I formed for myself. Your primary assignment is not your job. Is the praise and the service of God. The praise and the service of God. Nigeria right now is in need of answer. Is in need of solution. And God is looking for a man, a woman, that will provide the answer. That is worshiping of God. That is giving God glory. Say amen. And it is possible for our system to malfunction if our lives are not fully functional. If we are not engaged, it's possible for us to break down. What then do we do to make the most of life in order to live life to the full capacity? David lived his life and the Bible says he slept. That's why believers don't die, especially when you have emptied yourself. I heard Dr. Miles Monroe say, one of the richest places on earth is not America, it's not Saudi Arabia, but the graveyard. Because the graveyard is the potential that were bottled, song that were never sung, potential that were never discharged, endowment that God packaged on the inside of you that never
that were not expressed, hear me in this service. One of the channels that we are looking at, you want to be in divine health. You want God to equip you, to empower you. You want God to strengthen you. What do I do? Living in quality relationship with God and with others is one of the key. Quality relationship with God. Quality relationship with man. There are a lot of us who don't value relationship. Praise God. A life of love with the development of quality relationship. A love for God. Love for man. Agape love of God. I'm not talking of vitaphone love. You know, in our days and in our generation, when you talk about love, the heart of young people will go to vitaphone. But I'm talking about the love of the master that took him to the cross to die for you and I is what I'm expressing. Say amen. Very critical. If I must make most of my life, then I must carry the love of God. You may not like somebody's face. I heard from Bishop Abioi. He said, but you are not permitted not to love the person because love is a commandment. God, as spiritual as God is not prayer. God is not faith. God is love. Is somebody hearing me this morning? God is not prayer. God is love. And how can you claim that you love God? Have you ever seen God one day? No. If the ones around you can't love them, then it will be difficult to really say, I love God. Say amen. So it is a life of accommodation and affection, not life of activities. Many of us are just going up under activity without affection. It's a waste of time and energy. Accommodation, a life of accommodation, a life of affection of others in our lives. I heard from the man of faith, Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth was a plumber, not born again. A man that is highly temperamental. I mean, if he's angry, he can break a kind of television or whatever on somebody's head. And he said, my wife loved me to the kingdom. My wife loved me into the kingdom. In his ministry, God used him to raise about 24 dead bodies, including his wife. Praise God. This was a man who was highly temperamental. He can misbehave anytime. But he came in contact with a woman. He said, madam, your church is too much. You go to church too much. And there are many of us who are in that situation. Maybe husband harassing you or wife harassing you. You go to church too much. But when I was going to nightclub, nobody complained. Now it's church. And then he said, you have to stop going to this your church. And he said, Smith, you are my husband. Jesus is my Lord. I will go out for Jesus. And then she went out. And then on returning back, the husband locked her outside. It was in a cold season. She slept throughout outside till daybreak. And in the morning, she managed to step into the room and say, good morning, sir. What will I prepare for you this morning for your breakfast? Jesus speaking to Peter, he said, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. There's a difference between I am born again and you are converted. Born again means I have changed my mind. But being converted means I have changed my way. Praise God. Morning, sir, what do I prepare for you this morning? And this merciless man broke down in tears and said, indeed, you are actually a Christian. And from that day, started following her to church. The wife taught him how to read the Bible. Bible was the only book he read in his lifetime. This is a man that will study the Bible 30 minutes, pray for 30 minutes, study the Bible 30 minutes, study for 30 minutes. That is modus operandi. One day, a young man of God who needed a revival missed his way into his house. They went into prayer. They did that for about 8 hours. And the man said, I want to ease myself. And then he escaped. Say, what brought me here today? Praise God. This man was a terrible man. that love change. Even a madman, there's nobody who can reject love. Am I talking to anyone this morning? No one can reject love. Do you want to live long? Anytime God sees the demonstration of love, it is a nature of God. And when you begin to put up pride and ostentation and arrogance, you remind God of the nature of Satan. So the nature of love is the nature of God. Somebody say, I hear. Profitable network of relationship. Profitable network of relationship. Not when you are in need, you are running to God. Lord, can you do this? Can you do that? No. Anytime you come to God, you come as his lover because you have a relationship. There is no prayer between you and God except you have a relationship. Praise God. For every marriage that is working here, there must be a genuine quality relationship. And when there is a relationship, there must be a communication. Say amen. Let's look at this scripture very quickly. Romans chapter 13 and in verse 8. Romans chapter 13 verse 8. Romans 13 and in verse 8 to 10. Romans, quickly. Can we look at those scriptures together? One, two, go. Oh, no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. So love is a commandment, is a fulfillment of the law. Yes, the next verse. Can we go together? For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not, I'm not hearing you, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 10.
Lord walketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
Say, I hear. Somebody say, I hear. Matthew 22, verse 37. We'll take to verse 39 quickly. Matthew chapter 22. Are we still together? Let's go one more time. Matthew 22, 37, yes? Jesus, let's go, one, two, go. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all, I'm not hearing you, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. The next verse. This is the first and the great commandment. The next one. And the second is like unto it, thou shall love thy neighbor as thyself. Somebody say, I hear.
Love. Oh, no man, nothing except love. Oh, no man, what? Nothing except love.
Number one, love is key to life because love activates the life of God in our lives. Love is key to life. In case you want to live long, don't be bitter. Release people rapidly. Manifest the love of God. Demonstrate the love of God. And then longevity is your portion.
The Bible says, merry heart doeth good. Like what? Medicine.
You cannot be full of love and not be excited. You cannot be full of love and not be exuberant. Say amen. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 13. 1 John 3 quickly and verse 13. 1 John 3 and verse 13.
Can we? 1 John, the Lord is your strength. The man is seen double. I don't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 13. You are reading another. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we give you praise. Verse 14. Verse 14.
We know that we have passed from what? Death unto life. Why? Because we love the brethren. Anytime you have made up your mind to manifest love, what you are doing is you have been passed from death to life.
So for you to be bitter, what you are doing, you are killing yourself gradually. Bitter against everyone. Bitter against the head of this department. Bitter against that brother. Bitter against that. And the worst issue at hand, the worst case is that the people you are even bitter against are not aware. They are not aware. They are not aware. So what do? Love your way home. And then finally this hour, to be surrounded by love is to survive adversity. Acts chapter 14 and in verse 20, we saw that in the second service where Paul fell into the hand of the bad people, the persecutor. They stoned him to death. Disciples surrounded him. He jumped back to life. No man can see love and reject it. No one can see love and reject it. Even a madman cannot reject love. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Is somebody hearing me this morning? Praise God. What is the evidence that love is at work? Number one, love forgives. Love is not bitter, does not hold grudges until we are released the past. Until we release the past, we don't reach the future. Number two, love is not irritable. Love is not offense ready to explode. Love is not quarrelsome. Number three, love will add value to somebody. Love will add value to someone. Love give. Love will give. Love seek to make positive contribution to the life of others. Are we together this morning? Rise up on your feet.
Hallelujah. So that is the channel. The channel of love. God is love. So if I want to live in divine health, manifest love. Demonstrate love. Practice love. In case you say, Pastor, I don't know where to start from. Love cometh by hearing the word of love. Hello. Love cometh by hearing the word of love. I heard a testimony of a particular woman many years ago in the 80s where we still have Santana car. You know the car they call Santana? The man bought her Santana, bought her everything. And then they had a quarrel. They have a challenge. And the woman said, I'm not looking for your money. I'm not looking for you. He said, but I bought everything, including Santana car. He said, I don't need your Santana car. Tell me that you love me. Does that make any sense to you? And there are many of us like that. You are just buying anything, but you are not there. It's not the buying. Thank God for your buying. But tell the person, I love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Choir, do you still remember that our song? We had it during the last workforce meeting. Do we have it? And then we are tuned today. Do we have it? Can we sing it now? Not visible. Lift your hands and appreciate the Lord. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. What a mighty God we serve. The love of God is shed abroad in our heart. Romans chapter 5 and in verse 5. Appreciate him at this hour. Thank him. Give him the praise. In the name of Jesus. Take hold of your brother very quickly. Take hold of your brother. You are going to ask at this hour, Lord, love through my brother. Fill my heart with the genuine love of God. Fill my heart today in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray for that brother, that sister. Lord, fill my heart with the love of God. Love through me, Lord. Love the people, your people through me, oh God. Fill my heart with your love. Lift up your voice and pray at this hour. Lord, love is a commandment. Therefore, I choose to obey that law in the name of Jesus. I receive help today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and talk to God at this hour. Lord, love through me. Fill my heart with your law. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Say a louder amen. Pray for that brother one more time. This is our month of divine health. Anything called ill health, affliction, in the life of this brother, this sister, every depression, every high blood pressure, every wretchedness, every spirit of poverty, command it to expire right now. Lift your voice and pray for that brother. Every spirit of infirmity, I take authority over you concerning my brother, my sister. I agree with you and I release your healing. You are healed right now in the name of Jesus. Ask right now that every sickness, every infection, every affliction expire, 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 expire right now in the name of Jesus. Finally, this hour, decree preservation on that brother. In this month, disaster shall be far away. Every disaster, every calamity shall be diverted from you. It shall be diverted from this church. Every disaster from the pit of hell, every calamity from satanic war, every arrow of satanic agenda shall be diverted from you. It shall be diverted from your family. Pray for that brother at this hour in the name of Jesus. Lord, divert, divert by the wild wind every satanic arrow in the name of Jesus. We have prayed. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. I want to pray for somebody quickly who is here and say, Pastor, I am very, very bitter. I need grace to love. There are people who offended me. I can't release them. I can't forgive them. Please release them from your heart so that God can take you on your journey. I'm not asking what they did, what is the case, but you have a mega destiny that you cannot afford to be bitter, to keep malice. Angels fly because they are very light. Praise God. Lift your voice at this hour and say, Lord, I am here. I want to surrender my life to you. I want to make it right today. I receive grace. Lift them up. I agree with you in this service. Every material point of contact that you are here with, I ask for the apostolic unction, grace on the commission to rest on those materials in the name of Jesus. Every certificate that I've not been able to give you job or give you what you are meant to have, today I agree with you. The anointing of God rest on those materials in the name of Jesus. The cell phone in your hands will no longer be a liability call. It will be a positive call. It will be a promotion call. It will be a breakthrough call. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. Proceed and return back with your testimony. In Jesus.